All right, looks like we're going to get started. Welcome to Moffett Valley Town Advisory Board. Date's February 24th, 2021. The time is 7 p.m. We're going to start with the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance first. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Heavenly Father, we thank you for having us this day to meet about our town and make proper decisions for our town, to help guide our town and make our town prosperous and grow with good attitude and have great people in our community. Lord, we thank you for the amazing people in our community that keep this community such an amazing place to live. I ask that you guide our hands to make great decisions as a committee that helps serve our community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we'll start with introductions. We'll start from the right.
I'm Kristen Pearson.
Lois Hall.
Brian Burris.
Megan Porter.
Shannon Munn.
Perfect. We're going to call this meeting to order. This time we're going to open the meeting up for public comment. If anybody has public comment that they would like to share before the end of the meeting, we have the opportunity, if you can't stay, to make public comment now. If you can stay, we ask that you stay and make public comment during the items. Does anybody have any public comment? Perfect. Do we want to do the motion to elect first?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we are going to...
Well, you can approve the minutes.
We can approve the minutes. So do we have anybody to approve, make a motion to approve the minutes for October 28, 2020?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes for October...
And this only three of us can vote on.
Correct.
Well, you can vote on it as long as you feel comfortable with it. You could always go back and listen to the audio, but yeah, you could vote on it.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion? Oh, Chris made a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, we're going to kind of go out of order in our agenda tonight. We're going to take the appointment of the new chair and vice chair, just so we can make our meeting orderly. Do we have any nominations for chair and vice chair?
We'll make a motion first. We'll make a motion to accept the agenda with hearing the motion for the chair and the vice chair. If you would allow Regional Flood
okay.
to go after that, and then we'll just follow the agenda in its order.
So we're going to make a motion that we nominate and a vote on electing chair and vice chair first in the order of this agenda, then we allow Regional Flood Control to go second, and then we follow the agenda as proposed. Anybody want to make a motion?
Just one more thing. I've been told on Regional Flood's item, we can pass it as a Regional Flood Control District Board to adopt.
Okay. Okay, we can make that change. Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Anybody all that are in favor of the changing as the said motion?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Anybody opposed? Motion passes. All right, so nominations for chair and vice chair from the Moffett Valley Town Advisory Board. Anybody have nominations?
I nominate Lois Hall for chairperson.
Lois Hall, anybody else? Okay. Motion's on the floor to nominate Lois Hall for chair. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Perfect. Then, with that said, I'm going to pass it over to Lois.
Well, let's nominate the vice chair, too.
You want to nominate the vice chair, or you want Lois to do that?
You could do it right
okay.
now.
Anybody want to nominate vice chair?
I nominate Kristen Pearson.
She can't be.
She cannot.
No.
Megan Porter.
Anybody else have nominations? All in favor of Megan Porter being vice chair?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion passes.
our chair will take the meeting.
Hey, at this time, we will hear from the Regional Flood Control.
Here?
Yeah.
Good evening, new Madam Chair and members of the board. We're glad to be here tonight. My name is Brian Rowley with the Regional Flood Control District. I'm a principal civil engineer, and I was responsible to help coordinate the effort to update our flood control master plan. I'm joined also tonight by Andrew Trelease, our assistant general manager as well from the flood control district. So I don't know if you have it. If you want to flip, I'm going to talk through. In your backup, you'll see some slides. We have our executive summary, and then after that, there's some slides that I can just talk you through. Looks like you got it there.
They have both the backup and the slide?
Yeah, so first you'll see the executive summary, and that has the text and the full executive summary from the report. And then following the executive summary is kind of like a PowerPoint presentation. That's probably a little easier to follow through for tonight. But you do have that full information. You can read that if you do have any questions. But if you go a couple pages past the report, I'll walk you through. This is, yeah, there you go. Find it.
Does everyone have it?
Yeah, looks like we got. Great. So this is the master plan update that we do every 5 years. We're required to review it and update it every 5 years. The first one was done in 1988. It's been done 7 times since. The last one was in 2016. And so now we've done that, we've looked at it again. And the purpose of that is to take a look at those last 5 years and assess any progress that has been made in our flood control plan, and also to review the plan and see if any modifications are warranted or any changes need to be made. So those are the objectives and what we've done. The next slide talks about the process. And so our typical process for doing this is we get out into the field and do what we call field investigations, which is basically looking at the things that have changed, doing an inventory of the facilities that are in the area. We drive around, we take a look at a lot of things, take photos, measurements, and assess the progress that's been made. We collect a lot of the studies and plans from the county for development. We review those. We look at our hydrologic and hydraulic models, review the plan and see if any changes are warranted. And then after we've kind of updated the plan, we develop some cost estimates that give us an idea of how much value the existing facilities already have in the area and how much it will cost to build out the remainder of the plan.
I want to mention, if you have any questions as we go, feel free to interrupt, like I just did, you know, and Brian will answer questions as they come up.
That's
kind of make it informal and just, you know, anything you guys want to know, we'll be happy to answer.
Absolutely. So the next slide shows the study area, and we have several master plans that we do throughout the county, but on this one, this shows the study area is the valley here, as well as north of I-15 in Moapa. But for this meeting, we'll just focus on the updates that were made in the Logandale and Overton areas. So let me flip to the next image. And what we have here, the next two slides are just kind of showing the map and the facility plan. I'll just kind of talk through it north to south. So the legend here, the blue lines represent facilities, flood control facilities like storm drains or levees, things like that, that are already built. And so you'll notice one of the updates that was in the last 5 years on the northwest side there, shown in blue, is the Logandale levee construction was completed in 2018. So that was a great project and progress that's been made in the last 5 years to protect those residents and remove the flood zone behind that levee for some of those residents in that area. So that was good progress. Over on the right side, shown in green, that's showing the fairgrounds detention basin and outfall facility that's in final stages of design as we speak. And we expect that project to go to construction later this year. So that will install a detention basin as well as some reinforced concrete box culvert in Whipple Avenue to connect to the Muddy River. We also made, shown in green, a small modification to our proposed plan There's a proposed facility to go in along Googler Avenue and extending up to the east. And we basically just upsized that a little bit to account for some uncertainty in the area with how much those natural washes drain towards that area and cause some flooding problems. So that's a little bit of an update to the proposed plan in that area. The rest of the plan in this is the same as it was before, so no changes other than the ones that I highlighted. So we can flip to the next one, and I can talk through the remaining changes. So the biggest change, if you go down, shown in yellow, that is a new proposed facility, something that we're recommending that be built in the future, and it's along Ingram Avenue. And so the idea with that facility is to intercept the flow that comes from the west along those proposed facilities shown in red, we call the Western Washes Channel System. And so the yellow facility in Ingram Avenue will serve to cut that flow off from the west and connect it over to the Muddy River. And so that's why it's shown in yellow, representing a new alignment. In working with the maintenance folks out here, they told us of several drainage problems in that area that they wanted to be able to alleviate and fix, and so that's what this plan will help do. The other facility shown in green, downstream of the yellow, we had to upsize the proposed plan. So those facilities are now a little bit bigger, planned to be bigger, to accommodate that increased flow that will come from Ingram Avenue. And then that last facility shown in green, where we say the modified Western Washes Overton Wash, that now becomes a smaller facility because we cut off the flow upstream and diverted it to the river. So that was reduced in size, and it's kind of a standalone system that can be built in that area as well. So those are the summary of the changes that were made. And then the last slide shows the cost estimates. So the total value of existing facilities that have already been built is $37.4 million. And then the estimated cost to build out the remaining facilities, which will take years, this isn't something that's done overnight, but $158.6 million. Is the proposed cost that we're showing for the plan out here. So with that, I can answer any questions. I think as Andrew mentioned at the beginning, our recommendation is that you recommend that this plan be adopted by the Regional Flood Control District Board as an amendment to the plan. Did I get that right?
Yes, we're requesting that's the motion you make so that we can tell our board that we cannot hear you guys recommend that we adopt this plan.
Anyone have any questions?
What's the estimated construction cost for the fairground outfall?
Oh, the new one?
Yeah.
That is about $12 million, I think, if I remember right. I have that broken down. Does that sound right? Yeah, so these are all kind of grouped together, so I can't see that specific one, but that will be going out to bid, and then we'll get the official cost as that happens later this summer, I think, is what we're looking at.
I guess I would make a motion that we recommend to the approval of their plan.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for coming.
Yep. So we have this board that shows our plan on it. We'd be happy to leave it here if you guys want to use it or display it.
Okay.
Great.
That
should be good for the next cycle.
This time we're going to move to planning and zoning. ET21-400010, ZC18-0819, the Maces at Logandale LLC, for zone change, first extension of time to reclassify 79 acres from RU, Rural Open Land Zone, to RE, Rural Estates Residential Zone. This is a use permit for a single-family residential detached planned unit development. Design reviews for the following. Proposed single-family residential detached planned unit development. And two, Hammerhead Street Design. generally located on the south side of Gugler Avenue and the east side of Yamashita Bridge within Wapa Valley. Descriptions are on file. And also, at the same time, ET21-400009, VS18-0820, the Mesas at Logandale LLC, to vacate and abandon first extension of time portions of a right-of-way being Whitmore Avenue, located between Gugler Avenue, Claridge Avenue, and Ash Street, located between Gugler Avenue and Claridge Avenue within the Wapa Valley. This is for a possible action. Do we have anyone here from the Mesas at Logandale LLC? What do we do in this case?
So in this case, you can either hold it or just let it go forward. Let's see, when do they come before, when is it set?
I'd really like to talk to them and find out their reasonings.
Well, they're scheduled to come before BCC 317. Let me see on your guys' calendar.
Our next meeting is March 10th.
I think you have plenty of time. You can hold it to March 10th if you would like.
Yeah, let's hold it.
Okay, I'll just need a motion.
I'll make a motion to hold this item.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, our next order of business is to nominate a Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board member or designee to serve as a member of the Moapa Valley Fire District Advisory Board for a 2-year term.
So Judy Metz is still happy to continue to serve. If you're wanting to nominate her, then she's more than happy to continue with her.
Do you have any other nominations? Somebody want to make a motion?
I make a motion that we elect Judy Metz to continue on the Moapa Valley
Fire District Board.
Thank you, Fire District Board.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved. Next, we're going to approve the 2021 Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board yearly meeting calendar. Possible action.
So I did try to consider everything that I could think of to consider, whether it be school, elections, holidays. We could go over this month by month if you would like to. Really, we'll mostly be focusing on the regular meeting date. And if you see where there may be a conflict, then just let me know. So March 10th, it seems we will keep that one.
Yes.
So we'll move on to April. I don't know if you have an issue with April 14th as a date.
No.
No? Okay, so then the next one's May 12th.
Okay, I think we're off. May would be the 11th.
Is it off?
Yes. Yes. Yes, we're under May 11th is a Wednesday. June 8th is a Wednesday.
Okay, well,
yep. It's right on
our calendar.
Calendar's right.
They just moved over on you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. June 8th is fine. July 13th. August 10th. September 14th, October 12th, November would be the 9th, December 14th. Does anyone see a problem with the calendar? We have a motion to accept.
I'll make a motion to accept the calendar as is.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. This time we have comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board and council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. And if you wish to speak, please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the lengthy presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Or if you would like to provide a written general public comment on any item not appearing on this agenda but within the general jurisdiction of this body, please submit your comments to Amelia Smith before 4 p.m. on the date of the meeting. Please include your name and address in your comments. Do we have anyone wishing to speak? Well, at this point, our meeting will be adjourned, and our next meeting will be March 10th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Thank you, and have a great evening, folks.
Hey, Vernon, you got a second?
Yeah.